I got my pastor in today. Going to ask him to come preach. I want to tell him I love him. And I went and heard this man preach, I guess, 15 years ago or so. God began to deal my heart the way he preached. And I don't know, just something that, God really helped me by him. And I'll be honest with you, I sat under some men. They just wanted Brother Gerald to get out of me what I had. This man, he's been a daddy preacher to me. I appreciate it. Come on, Brother Lamont. Share the Word of God to us this morning. We sure do appreciate you.
Well, it's a joy to be here. I'm glad the Lord allowed me to be here today. I'm glad that God's allowed me to help a few people across the country. I get accused of this, like your pastor and a lot of other young preacher boys. They said, well, he's been Boatnerized. Yeah. Some people like that and some don't. Yeah, so I'm glad that he finally got this thing settled. He's wrestled with it and wrestled with it. And so I told him, I said, the thing you've got to do is make sure the light is green. Yeah, I said, don't even run it on caution. Yeah. And sure don't run it on red. Because God will hit you broadsided, so you just when you get the green light. And so I'm glad that God. I remember wrestling the same problem years ago, and it didn't take me as long to make up my mind as it has him, because I walked in the office one day and. My boss man said, you're going to have to decide where you're going to work or preach. And said a few more words, you know, that you didn't learn in Sunday school. Yeah. And the phone rang. He said, just wait just a minute till I get through this phone. So he didn't talk but just a minute or so. And the light turned green. I mean, just like that, just like the Irishman found his cow, just all at once. The light turned green, and when he hung the phone up, when he opened his mouth, before he could say anything, I said, I just quit while you was on the phone. And so, now you think you've had a full-time job. Yeah, but God is hunting some people full time. Yeah. So, boy, I love you, and I'm glad that you've finally got that decision behind you, and you can get on now. And he's wondering what he's gonna do with his time. I said, don't worry about that. I said, you'll know. Just hang around. Yeah, I said, you'll know. So, I want to try to preach a little while today and say a few things that I've got on my heart. And We may boatnerize him again today. But if you're turning your Bible, and I got Jake with me, my bodyguard, my grandson. Yeah, so if you got any trouble with me, you'll have to check with him. And I appreciate him coming with me. Yeah, and the book of Acts, chapter number 6, verse number 15. Blessed Heavenly Father, God, as I bow this morning in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus, thanking You, dear God, for this day. I thank You, dear Lord, for allowing me to be here. And God, I pray that You'll take care of Bonnie and the family while I'm away. And dear God, it's been good for me to get out, and I thank You. And dear Lord, I thank You, God, that You allowed me to be here on this day. And Father, I pray now that You'll bless Brother Ken and his dear people. God, that You'll use them more than You ever have. Dear God, You'll knit them together close than they've ever been. And I thank You, Lord, for the good reports about how that people are getting saved. Thank You, dear God, that You're still saving sinners by Your marvelous grace. We praise You for that. Now we thank You, Lord, again for this privilege today. Dear God, I pray that You'd help me to say some things that would help the church and the preacher. Oh, dear God, I pray now, Lord, that You'd make it easy to preach and the will of God be done in this service. And we'll be careful to thank You and to praise You for all that You do. For we ask it in Christ's name, for His sake I pray. Amen. And amen. Acts 6 and verse number 15. And all that sat in the council looking steadfastly on Him saw His face as it had been the face of an angel. You may be seated. And all that sat in the council, I'm interested in this phrase, looking steadfastly on Him, saw His face as it had been the face of an angel. I want to preach on this subject for just a few minutes this morning. Looking good. Now, they are looking for some people to make deacons and to put over the business and so the man of God can and put his time in studying the Word of God, and they're checking out some people. And here they are looking at Stephen. If we ever get anything done for God, it'll be when we begin to look good in the eyes of God. It won't be when we begin to look good in the eyes of the world. It won't be when we look good in the eyes of people that brag on us and tell us how good we are. But I'll tell you, when you'll start getting something done, it's when we start looking like we ought to and acting like we ought to in the eyes of God. Now they checked Him out, and they're looking at Him, and they said, well, He's looking good. In your Bible, from Genesis all the way through Revelation, God's always had somebody that is looking good. In the garden, Adam was looking good in the shade, till sin messed it up. Now sin will mess your life up. It'll mess up the way that you look. But he is looking good till sin messed him up. Noah was looking good in the ark, saved. Boy, I'm telling you, thank God that it'll make a difference. I've seen some of the ugliest men I know get saved. And the next time you saw him, you say, well, you look different. It'll even make you look good to get saved. And so, and Moses is looking good. When he come down off the mountain, he was looking good, shining. Yeah, any time that you get that close to God, you'll have a glow on you and you'll be a shining. And somebody will notice it and they will see that you... They can tell whether you've been with God or not. There's something about being with God and His face is shining. Abraham was looking good in his sacrifice. Yeah, when he went up there to sacrifice, to make that sacrifice of Isaac, God stayed his hand in his commitment to God and making up his mind to serve God no matter what. He is looking good in the eyes of God. And so we'll have to sacrifice some things to be all we can be for God. Enoch was looking good in his separation. You said, well, why? Well, he went the way God is going. That's what separation is. It's get up every morning, go out there and wait by the mailbox for God to come by and say, God, which way are we going today? That'll make you look good in the eyes of God. That way you don't have to decide what you're going to do every morning when you get up. Just wait till God comes by and hang on to God and go with God. Daniel is looking good in his steadfastness. That's right, he is looking good in his steadfastness. John the Baptist is looking good in his service. Paul and Silas are looking good in their singing. I'm talking about when it seemed like they didn't have nothing to sing about. The lame man in Acts 3 was looking good in his shouting. Well, he wasn't aiming to shout, but his shouting strap broke. Now, when his shouting strap breaks, you'll shout anyhow. Shouting's kind of like sneezing. If you got a sneeze, you can hold your nose, cover up your mouth, you'll sneeze or blow up. That's the same way it is about shout. When a shout gets on you, you'll blow up. And John is looking good on the Isle of Patmos in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. Yes, sir. Boy, I'm glad, thank God, that the child of God can look good. Now we're going to look at Stephen just a minute. Three things and I'm through. Acts chapter number 6 and verse number 6. Whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them. Now here, he was looking good before his church. They chose him because he was full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. And the church, you see, got to looking at him. When I was thinking about this a while ago, when we was talking about how that God meets us down at the church. And he does come to meet with us at the church. Thank God that he does. We don't have to wonder where God's at on Sunday morning. He goes to church. And so here, but now, the question is, can the church see something in you? Now we need to be such that when the church looks at us, that they can see something in us. I'd hate to be the kind of church member that everybody hated to see me coming. Hello. I've done this. I've stood back at the door just like I was just kind of rest and walk around between Sunday school and church. And I've heard people, not here, but I've heard people say this in different churches. They'd say, well, I can't believe this. Of course, I'd act like I wasn't listening. He says, yonder comes that thing. He'll run the service today. What? He says, you can't have nothing for that bunch. Said, they'll show up. He said, I don't care. Said, just when we think we're going to have something, said, here they come. I'd hate to be that kind of church. That folks hated to see me coming and wish to God that I didn't come and would run every service. Well, he's looking good before the church. So the church took a good look at you. I'm just talking to you now. If the church took a good close look at you, would you be looking good? Verse number 8 through verse number 12. Stephen's looking good before his church, but he's looking good before the council. And Stephen, full of faith and power and great wonders and miracles among the people, then there arose a certain of the synagogue, which is called the synagogue of the Libertines and Cyrenians and Alexandrians, and of them of Cilicia and of Asia, disputing with Stephen. They were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake. Then they suborned men, or bribed men, which said, "We have heard him to speak blasphemous, heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and against God." And they stirred up the people and the elders and the scribes and came upon him and caught him and brought him to the council. So he's looking good before the council. He's a full man, and then he's a faithful man. And so he's looking good in the midst of all this trouble. He's still standing for Jesus. You know, when trouble comes, and trouble will come, trouble does come. And I've been through, when I was pastoring, I've been through all kind of trouble. But I'll tell you what, sometime that there'll be somebody in the church, and he don't say much. He don't sing in the choir. He ain't out front. He ain't on no committees. He may not wear a $500 suit. But when trouble comes, you hear me, preacher boy? But when trouble comes, and the council starts messing with his preacher, he may have every other tooth missing. And he'll stand up and he'll say, "I don't never say much. And I don't really know what's going on. But I just want everybody to know that I'm on the preacher's side." Now, he ain't Hollywood material, but he's looking good. Son, when he stands up, says, "I don't know what's going on. I don't care what's going on. But y'all mess with my preacher, and I'm on my preacher's side." Now, son, I'm going to tell you, that's when God will take note. That's when God will notice what's going on when you back up your man of God. And there'll be times that you will have to back your man of God up in a lot of things that comes along. When that crowd gets him on the carpet and says, "We're going to straighten this preacher out," somebody's got to stand up and somebody's got to... That's right. Somebody's got to take a stand. Said, "No, you ain't a messing with my..." So that's good. You just let a little of that heathen stay in you. Y'all may need it around here. Okay, brother. That's right, brother. Thank God. That's right. You say they're looking good now. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything's going good now. Got a full-time pastor. Thank God. But you just watch now. Son, that devil's going to try everything he can. But y'all going to have to stand up and say, "Now listen. That's when you're looking good. When you stand up for the man of God. When somebody's trying to railroad him about nothing. And little old bitty nitpicky things that you ought to let alone and forget and go on. Oh, God bless you, brother. Thank God. So, before the council, and they will, and they had false witnesses. They hired them, said, y'all tell this, y'all say that. And there are people tell anything on a preacher. Anything they can to hurt him in any way they can. But he's got to have somebody. And boy, if you want to look good, you just stand up. Let me say a little something. Said, we was here when y'all come. We didn't join y'all. Y'all joined us. That's right. Said, where was you at when we was a working and a sweating and a laboring, trying to get up the money to build this place, working day and night? Now you come in here and gonna find something wrong with the man of God that's led us through all of this, sir. He's looking good before the council. Yeah. Yes. Yes, sir. I just want you to understand this.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Son, I'll tell you what. I can tell you some stories about a crowd come up against me one time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can tell you where most of them's at. Behind a tombstone. That's right. Yeah. See, if your man's looking good, God will kill you over him. Yes, he will. Just a few weeks after that big thing happened to me in that church that time, my phone rung. Somebody on the phone, and it was a man's daughter-in-law. And she told me, she said, preacher, such and such is laid over here in a recliner dead. I said, I'll be right over. Got there, and me and his own son was talking, and he said, I know why he's dead. He said he'd come over and got to business after we had that round of the night, and he bucked you. He said he'd come over and sit down with son. He said, I bucked the wrong man. I was going in a meeting about a month later, and they called me and said, you need to come in. Said, one of your deacons fell dead out in the yard at his house. And the story goes on and on and on. And if you don't believe, God will kill you over his man, just try. But this man was looking good before the church and before the council. Somebody's got to take a stand with the man of God on the word of God and the works of God and the way of God to have a church. Now we living in a God-hating society. Chapter number 7, verse number 56 through 60. Let me give this one through. He is looking good before his Christ. Yeah, he is looking good now before his Christ. Well, I'll tell you that is what really counts. It's when you're looking good before the God that saved you. Said, behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears, and ran upon him with one accord. Cast him out of the city and stoned him. The witnesses laid down their clothes, younger man's feet, whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down, cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this to their charge. When he had said this, he fell asleep. He is looking good before his Christ. Boy, I'm glad that you got a man of God that is not ashamed of his position. And you got a position in Christ. He cries and weeps. He's not ashamed of his passion toward his Lord. Boy, I'd hate to have a preacher that was ashamed of God and ashamed of the Word of God. Oh, but dear Lord, son, you just keep a looking good. You just keep looking good in the eyes of God. And there ain't no telling what God will do. There's no limit to what God can do for a preacher and a place and a people that look good in His eyes. But preacher boy, let me tell you this. You see, Daniel went full time in praying and got a den of lions. Yeah, I'm encouraging you now. Yeah, I'm boltenerizing you and encouraging you now. I'm going to encourage you. Yeah. John the Baptist went full time in preaching and got deheaded. So now you can tell this preaching too far and lose your head over it. Paul went full time in praising and singing. Now watch it. And got a direct line. To the throne of grace, come boldly. I'm talking about a direct line. He says more about grace. Now he had a direct line. Boy, I'm glad, thank God. It ain't all a den of lions. It ain't all fiery furnaces. But son, when you can fall down on your face and you looking good to God, and He'll give you a direct line into the glory land and under the throne of grace, there's nothing like coming into the presence of God Almighty. Amen. Sinner, the greatest thing that ever happened to you, if you'd trust Christ as your Savior, Amen. You'd leave here looking good today. The best thing that ever happened to anybody is when they got saved by the grace of God. Looking good saved, looking good serving Him, and looking good shipping out. I've said this a lot of times. If there's anything that I want to do, it's when they put this old carcass in that box. That my boys and grand young'uns will come by and said, well, Paul, you stayed with the stuff. And said, you checked out. Looking good. Brother Mike, that'd be worth it all. Little grand young'uns will come by. Yep. So we can say one thing from my pop. That he checked out. Looking good. God help me to look good praying like Daniel. God help me to look good preaching. Like John. God help me to look good praising like Paul. God help me to look good peaceful like Stephen. when I wave this thing goodbye. You, as a child of God, can live, learn, labor, and leave looking good. Hang in there, son. There'll be some nights that you'll think will never end. And there'll be some that you'll think nobody knows where you are and nobody cares anything about you. But the same God that saved you and called you and put you in this thing. Maybe sometimes you can't see Him. And you'll wonder where He's at, but He's still there. And He left you a manual to go by. Yeah. That's an owner's manual. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir. Sometime you have to be tuned up. You can find it in there. Sometime you get out of line and go to shimming. Have to be balanced. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometime you go to rattling. Got to be serviced. Yeah. When you can't find nobody nowhere, you can find Him. In this Bible. Let us stand. Heads are bowed and eyes closed. Musicians coming. Altar built. And Father, I sure do want to thank You, Lord, for letting me come by and see my friends today. And Lord, I want to thank every one of them here. Dear God, that's called and sent cards and helped me in every way. Dear God, I don't know what I'd do without the friends that You've put in my life in the last 30 years. And I want to thank You. God, I'd never want to embarrass one church that supports me. But oh, dear God, if there's anything in my world, in this world I want to do, is keep looking good for You and serve You. Now, Lord, I pray that You'd help every heart in the house. We'd search ourselves today that might be anything among us that would cause us not to look good as we could. For the glory of God. I pray for that one that's lost without God. That if they're to die today, they'd go to hell. I pray the Holy Ghost would point them to the blood-stained cross of Christ. And they'd receive Him as Savior. And leave here looking good saved. I plead the blood on the altar call. In Jesus' name. Heads are bowed and eyes closed. They're going to play. You mind God.